Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Welcome back to RM World Travel. It's nice having you aboard with us today. And for this portion of our broadcast, it's time for the 26th installment of our Destination Spotlight series, located in the 42nd state in our nation, also known as the Evergreen State, and it was admitted to the Union in 1889. Before we take you to the state's largest city of Seattle, a quick message about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
Every traveler needs a companion, and whether it's a carry-on or check-in luggage, a garment bag, backpack, or laptop brief, be it soft side or hard side, rollerboard or spinner, Travel Pro has the perfect piece of luggage for all of your needs.
Regardless of where you're headed, one of the most important items to ensure a successful trip is quality luggage, and you're going to do none better than Travel Pro. Check them out at travelpro.com for special savings in retailers, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, now let's head to the Pacific Northwest to welcome in the Senior Vice President of Visit Seattle, Allie Daniels.
Allie, nice to connect with you for our Destination Spotlight on Seattle.
So great to be here. Thank you so much for the invitation.
So I want to get right into this. You know, some of our best trips to the West Coast, frankly, they have involved our travels to or through Seattle. And whether it's the Boeing production facilities up in Everett, the Museum of Flight location near the city at Boeing Field, you've got all those fun islands nearby like Bainbridge, Whidbey, Kamino, where we actually have our coffee shipped in from, even Vancouver Island's not that far away up in Canada. So the area is filled with many things for visitors and experience to do. But as a local, I really want to know, what are some of the biggest changes that you've witnessed to the city over the years?
Sure. Well, and it's great when the brand you're representing is also your home. So I get to see it as a visitor, but also as a local and a resident and a mom. So the biggest thing I've seen, obviously, is this little company called Amazon has expanded its headquarters and really transformed our downtown and South Lake Union. So a part of town that was more industrial before is now just this tech hub. And when you have workers, you also have great restaurants and great bars and activities and things for those people to do and great new residences and beautiful hotels. So it's really revitalized a part of town that needed a little extra love, and boy, did it get it.
Allie, let's talk about the wine scene. I think a lot of parts of the U.S. produce some very good wines, but many of us think of Napa and Sonoma areas in California with great wine production. But Washington State has more than 900 wineries, so Seattle is clearly not just a coffee town. Why don't you talk about the wine scene in Seattle?
Absolutely. Well, like you said, over 900 wineries in Washington State, so we're the number two producer in the U.S., and we really celebrate that, especially during the month of March. We call it Taste Washington Wine Month, and we bring over 230 of those together in one place at one time. It's a wine lover's dream. So it's a place to find your old favorites, but also to see all of the new kids on the block and experience it all together over 4 days, which is great.
Okay, so I'll see you next March, Allie.
I'll save you some tickets.
Thank you.
It's definitely a marathon, but boy, is it worth it.
I don't think we could talk Seattle travel without mentioning certainly Pike Place, the Space Needle, which I know is going through a major renovation. It's about to be completed, the Seattle Aquarium, and coffee. So anything you want to share with us about that?
Yeah, Pike Place Market got a little expansion last year as well. The new market front, which gives visitors even more of the market to experience, better views, more vendor stalls, more, again, restaurants and a brewery, and where you can really see goods being produced. So not only is it delicious, but it's educational as well with a great view, so you can't complain. And the Space Needle, like you said, we're just finishing up this most beautiful renovation of the Needle, which it's hard to take a piece of Seattle culture and give it a facelift, but maintain all of the integrity, and boy, have they done that. And made the views even more spectacular, if that's possible.
Allie, I'm curious about cruising in Seattle. How significantly have you felt the increased growth in the ocean cruising in recent years?
Oh my goodness, we had a record cruise season last year, over 520,000 passengers into the city, and they're coming a little bit early and staying a little bit longer, which of course we encourage, hence our name, Visit Seattle. But really, we just welcomed in the Norwegian Bliss, which is, you know, the 4,000-passenger vessel, the largest cruise vessel on the West Coast. It was just here with its inaugural voyage. So it's definitely significant, especially May through September.
Yeah, I mean, it has absolutely grown. And I know you've continued to have huge tourism records. I think last year, did I see something? It was like a record 40 million people that visited Seattle and
yeah.
King County,
isn't
the whole
great?
Area. And that's phenomenal.
Yes. So we're up 2.6% over the year before. So Seattle continues to be a place that people love to love. And while we're not first on people's list typically, which we're okay with. We're usually just an invitation away. People just need an excuse to come.
Yeah, real quick, I want to get to. Seattle's also really known for, it has a great art and literature scene going on. Can you talk a little bit about that real quick?
Sure, and we got the wonderful nod and honor last year of the UNESCO City of Literature, which we're so very proud of. But, you know, every February, so you're coming in March for wine,
right.
But you should come in February,
okay.
Where over 40 arts and cultural institutions in the region partner with our hotels. So if you stay in a downtown hotel, you get half-price admission at over 40 arts and cultural institutions.
Well, Allie,
wow.
This is great.
Massive.
Wow. Listen, this
so
is
for
phenomenal.
Family travel, it's a really good time to come.
All right, That's so great. Clearly we're going to have a two-month block next year.
We're blocked off for
Sadly, we'll have to let our kids know that mom and dad will be gone. But
February, stay through April.
Right.
It'll be perfect.
Well, we'll have Rudy come watch him. It'll work out,
that
Mary.
Works.
So, all right, listen, Allie, thank you very much. We really appreciate it. And, folks, you can find out more at visitseattle.org.
Wonderful. Thanks so much.
Take care, Allie.
All right, there she goes.
So we know what we're doing next February and March.
Clearly we are, and we know what Rudy's doing, too. So he's coming to the New York area.
So we can go to Seattle.
That's right. Folks, as we continue to bring you more of these destination spotlights, a reminder that you can find every location that we're covering on the homepage of our website. Just check out the destination spotlight. And that's going to do it for Hour 1 of the program this week. After these messages, Mary, Rudy, and I will be back with Hour 2, talking everything and anything in the world of travel with you.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.